Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitchell Finley, 1067 The Fan. Getting ready for wild card season. Feels differently. B, it is kind of interesting as this gets further and further. Like, Florio just put out his power rankings, right? Pro Football Talk power rankings. They have the Commanders at 7. That's Florio, but He goes Lions, Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, Vikings, Ravens, Commanders, Chargers, Packers, Broncos. That's your top 10. It's widely presumed the Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell is going to win coach of the year. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit BS that, much like I think if Lamar doesn't win MVP, it's just because he's already won it a couple times.
Yeah, but why is Kevin O'Connell so far in front of Dan Quinn when Dan Quinn took a worse situation?
Well, what I was going to say, I think it's BS that, like, Dan Campbell and Andy Reid aren't the front runners for this thing. Like, All those dudes have done is just be fantastic.
Yeah.
But because they haven't outperformed expectations, they don't get the same credit. Like, I don't know. Dan Campbell... has everyone forgotten what a wasteland Detroit has been for 100 years?
I think people don't realize how tough it is to coach a team that has already had so much success. And everyone to a man was saying how bad this year, Kansas City, as far as offense. Okay? They won 16 games.
Right. I think... this is kind of interesting. If you think about just the first year head coach hires, the I guess it wasn't his first time, but still, this was his first year being the coach here in Washington. Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn stands out in a significant way.
Yeah.
Like, not even close. Now, Harbaugh with the Chargers was really good, too. They took an underperforming group, and he's got them 11-6 and in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But that team had Justin Herbert, who was a pretty well-established quarterback. Derwin James. Like, they had some real pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they just had a terrible coach before. And I'm not taking anything away from Harbaugh. In this article I'm looking at, Harbaugh and DQ got grades of A-minuses. I think what Dan Quinn – and I think the way Dan Quinn and Adam Peters operate is they're so – they coexist at such a high level.
They are connected at the hip.
You got to put both of them together. But I also think one of the worst things that happens, and we talk about this as because it's a self-preservation league, right? Everybody wants to be sure they cement their own job security, frankly, is a lot of times coaches are nervous to hire really established veteran staffs. And sometimes ownership just doesn't want to pay the cost of hiring a really established veteran coaching staff. But, dude, we've seen it in Washington when guys go make decisions. Like, if you have an offensive coach and they make some questionable decisions at D coordinator, it's like, all right, well, they can't fire me if they got nobody to promote. If they got no interim head coach, they got to keep me around, right? And this happens across the NFL. DQ didn't do that at all. In getting Kingsbury to come here, obviously, this isn't what happened, but, like, let's say the offense looked really good and the defense was so terrible that they went 7-10 or something.
Right.
He would have opened himself up to questions. But there was never the thought of self-preservation. It was, I'm going to build the best staff to have the best team I can. And he deserves a ton of credit for that. The ability for them to continue to show up in these winning time moments, as they discuss.
Yeah.
That on some level, I know that Jaden gives them this poise and this strength, but, like, When you know your head coach keeps you in those situations, DQ's been fantastic. I'm not sure I understand the Kevin O'Connell as a lock for coach of the year thing to the extent that the odds are, but I definitely think Quinn has been fantastic and deserves to be discussed.
Quinn should be discussed. Hell, Campbell should be discussed. Dan Campbell had double-digit starters missing this year. They got the number one seed in the NFC over Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings, and they manhandled them in the last game they played against them. So I don't understand why if Kevin O'Connell can have when they had – they won double-digit wins last year. Why is he so ahead of Dan Campbell when Dan Campbell handled him?
Yeah, it's I'm trying to find kind of the latest odds on it. It looks like Kevin O'Connell he has become a significant favorite in this thing. And I get that they won a lot of games with Sam Darnold, and guys like Lamphill thought there was no way that was possible, right? O'Connell deserves a ton of credit for it. In no way try to knock him, but I just
– That's Sam Darnold with an unbelievable defense and hella weapons. Flip it to the other side, this guy lost most of his starters.
Listen to this, dude. Well, it's also like it was his program. You know what I mean? Like it's still – KOC's been up there a couple of years. Yeah. They've been a playoff team. The odds to me are just overwhelming. I find it crazy. O'Connell today is minus 500 to win Coach of the Year. On his heels next is Dan Campbell, which I think is deserving. But he's plus 350. So he's like a pretty far removed. Mm-hmm. Sean Payton then at plus 2,500. Dan Quinn then at plus 4,500. Then Harbaugh at plus 6,000. And Andy Reid at plus 10,000. Mm-hmm.
A lot of that stuff is so subjective. People vote for who they like more than who has done the best job. I like O'Connell. I like Andy. I don't think either of them has done a better job than either of the Dans.
Yeah, I think, Peyton, it's the second year there. Like, yes, he's winning with a rookie, but it's your second year building the operation you want.
Yeah, I've heard people say
– all these guys have done a good job. I'm not trying to nitpick.
But I've heard people say that, all these coaches – I mean, Peyton is doing it with a rookie quarterback. And they never mentioned Dan Quinn. He has a rookie quarterback.
I know.
Well, is Jaden playing that damn good that they think he's a veteran? That they don't consider him a rookie?
Now, maybe there's some difference because Jaden was the number two overall pick and the Heisman Trophy winner. But when Bo Nix was picked, a lot of people were like, yo, what are you doing? This dude can't play. Clearly, Sean Payton proved he could play, right? Bo Nix proved he could play.
Yeah.
That's a good player going into the playoffs with – I don't know when Coach of the Year voting is done. But when whatever happens this weekend could have a pretty big impact. Dude, what if Denver wins in Buffalo and the Vikings lose in L.A.? What if Washington wins in Tampa?
Half of that stuff already in, though. I don't think they wait till the playoffs. All that stuff is all regular season. Those votes are already in.
Probably.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do next. I want to talk about the Commander's dependence level on Jaden. Plus, we're going to give away Wizards tickets. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.